known in iconography by his disheveled gray hair. Andrew is usually depicted along with Peter in the scene of the multitude or the feeding of the multitude, or alternatively as one with his cross clearly demarked by the X. The stanza that you sang about Andrew a moment ago, "All praise, O Lord, for Andrew, the first to welcome you, whose witness to his brother named you Messiah true," is clearly based upon the account of John and gave to Andrew the title of Protos Apostolos in Greek legend, first apostle, even before Peter. Usually, however, in East and West stories about Andrew, it is the Matthean text just read that dominates. Andrew's call into the apostolate is seen in the sign as part of the sign of the end times. When Nebulun and Naphtali, according to Isaiah 9, neglected, is now visited by the King on high, a sign that those who sit in darkness now see a great light. Not accidentally, therefore, is it that the two iconographic depictions of Andrew, one a martyr, the other feeding the multitude, begins our Advent season. For the light of God shining upon the world is both a Christological as well as a missiological event. Andrew is always suffering, whether it be in the account of Eusebius of Caesarea that has him go to Scythian Thrace, whether it be in the account of Gregory of Tours, where Andrew goes to Constantinople, or whether various legends have him going to Paphlagonia, to the Caucasus, or to the northern shores of the Black Sea. Andrew is always one, even in his appearance, whose style, as it were, is his substance, demarks the coming of the one who is to be crucified, and in that event, to let the light of heaven shine upon those who sit in darkness. Advent always leads to Christmas, to the advent of the babe of Bethlehem, destined for the cross and the tomb, and only via that way to be exalted into heaven as Lord of Lords. It is on that way that led through Galilee of the Gentiles that Andrew becomes also for us saint, martyr, and because saint and martyr, example. The choosing of the apostles was the mark of Jesus that the world was now to be redeemed. As he calls them into his discipleship, which will lead to the way of the cross, and through that into sainthood. For us to sing a song about Andrew marks our intention. We hope also our vocation to follow in the paths of Andrew as fishers of men, but fully expecting the cross to be the shape of our lives and certainly our final destiny. And only through it, and by means of it, exalted into sainthood. As I said, Andrew is always depicted as one who is dying and one who is preaching. For you gentlemen, that should be a lesson. May God grant that you're true to it and that we are as well.